message to the world. And we too are going to bring the judgment hour message to the world. But one difference about then and now is that they were identifying for the world that judgment was beginning. We're going to parallel that, but in a different sort of way. We're going to be telling the world correctly that judgment is ending. They believed it was ending. They believed human probation was closing on October 22, 1844, but in reality, they were just being used by the Lord to announce that judgment was beginning. But the reality of the issue for us is that we are going to be announcing that human probation is definitely ending. That's what the third angel's message is all about, the final warning message. Are you going to receive the mark of the beast or the seal of God? So in that sense, the judgment hour message of the Millerites was announcing that judgment was beginning. But for us, even though we have the judgment hour message and we will not take away anything from their message, we agree with it fully, but the reality of it is part of the precious truth for us today is that we are the ones that have this judgment hour message that becomes present truth during the judgment of the living. Brothers and sisters, the Sunday law test is obviously, by the prophetic information, the test that brings probation to the close during the time period of the judgment of the living. And Sister White is clear, no man knows when the judgment of the living begins. I'm not saying it begins at the Sunday law. I'm not touching that. I'm just saying the obvious conclusion is that the judgment of the living is taking place during the Sunday law, because if I receive the mark of the beast and I'm alive, I'm lost forever while I'm living. If I receive the seal of God, I'm saved forever while I'm living. That's the judgment of the living. This is the precious truth that we're not able to see, just as the Jews weren't able to see the precious truth of their time period. The Desire of Ages, page 63. From this point, their pride and stubbornness grew into a settled hatred of the Savior. While God was opening the door to the Gentiles, the Jewish leaders were closing the door to themselves. Now, please catch that quote. During the days of Christ, while the door was closing to the Jews, as they rejected the message of John the Baptist, door closing, as they rejected the message of Christ, door closing, as they rejected Pentecost, door closing, but at the same time, Sister White here says, that door was closing, there was a door opening to the Gentiles. And brothers and sisters, she